Dreamscape presents Dying in the Wool by Francis Brodie. Copyright 2012 by Francis Brodie. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Minotaur Books, a division of Macmillan. Read by Nicola Barber.
Note: Bradford once had its mill millionaires, who owned more Rolls Royces per silk top hat than London. The mills are silent now. Those that did not mysteriously catch fire years ago have been converted to other uses. Bridgestead will not be found on any maps, nor Braithwaite's mill in the trade directories. Chapter 1. Spinning the Yarn. My name's Kate Shackleton. I'm 31 years old, and hanging on to freedom by the skin of my teeth. Because I'm a widow, my mother wants me back by her side. But I've tasted independence. I'm not about to drown in polite society all over again. 7 o'clock on a fine April morning, cozy under my blankets and red silk eiderdown. Through the open curtains, I looked at the blue sky with its single small white cloud. In Batswing Wood, a blackbird sang. A crow alighted on my window ledge, head tilted, beady eye peering as I swung myself out of bed, planted my feet on the lamb's wool rug, stretching and curling my toes. Crow visitor turned tail, plopping a parting souvenir on the windowsill. Time to start the day. From downstairs came the sound of the letterbox, first a rattle, then a series of gentle thuds as post hit the mat. As I brushed my teeth, a horse clip-clopped along the road towards Headingley Lane. The back door opened.